once at Prayag Dham, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was conversing with the Vallabhacharya, the great Acharya of the Rudra Sampradaya. At that time, Srila Rupa Goswami and Anupam, from a distance, they offered their prostrated obeisances to Vallabhacharya. And when Vallabhacharya approached them, then Rupa Goswami and Anupam, they ran away from there out of respect for Vallabhacharya and not wanting to be attended by him or touched by him, saying that we are extremely fallen, we are most condemned, we are not worthy of your attention. So seeing that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and told Vallabhacharya, just see what they are saying is true. You are a high caste brahmana and these people are servants of mlechas. So they don't want to be touched by you. Vallabhacharya said, how is it possible? Their lips are constantly chanting the holy names of Krishna. How can they be low class? Because one who is chanting the holy names of Krishna constantly with his lips is far more elevated even than a brahmana of the highest order, he said. In this way, Vallabhacharya glorified Srila Rupa Goswami and Anupam for chanting the holy name. In fact, he said, a person who chants the holy name is capable of delivering not only himself, but also all the generations of his family members. On the other hand, one who does not chant the holy names of the Lord cannot even deliver his own self. So this appears also in Srimad Bhagavatam, in one of the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj prays that when one becomes a devotee of the Lord, he can, even if he is a dog eater, he can deliver several generations of his family members. Viprad vishad guna yutata ravindanabha padaravinda vimukhat svapacham varishtham manje tadarpidamano vachane hitartha pranam punati sakulam nat bhurimanah. So Prahlad Maharaj here glorifies a Vaishnava devotee who is born in a Chandala family, but who, by dint of his devotional service, is able to deliver several generations of his family members. On the other hand, he says, a brahmana endowed with the 12 qualities of lakshanas of a brahmana, still I consider him inferior to such a Vaishnava devotee, because a brahmana may not be a devotee of the Lord, he says. So often you might have observed in Sri Navadvip Dham or Mayapur and all those places, whenever the procession of the holy names of the Lord happens, then all the people come out of their homes and they offer prostrated obeisances, very gracefully receiving the holy name, because that is the highest culture of receiving the holy name. Because inconceivable auspicious atmosphere is created for all the living creatures wherever the holy names of Krishna are chanted, as Yamaraj also spoke to his subordinates, that the whole world is rendered auspicious by the chanting of the holy name. When Srila Prabhupada returned to India with his Western disciples in Surat, in the same way the Suratvasis received the chanting of the holy names and Nam Sankirtan by showering flowers from the top and giving a very warm reception to the devotees and declaring a holiday for the whole city when devotees, Harikshan devotees came. So this has been the culture of civilized Indians in the past. But due to the passage of time, people have lost track of true religious principles. And in the modern times, often it is considered that those who perform bhakti are sentimentalists, and those who follow the path of jnana are superior. And bhakti is considered to be meant for not so intelligent people. This kind of concoctions have been floated by impersonalists and voidists who are envious of Krishna. But if one understands the true glory of the holy name, how powerful and potent it is, not only to deliver an individual but to deliver masses of people by its pure spiritual sound vibration. Then one can receive the sound vibration of Krishna very reverentially, very respectfully in one's heart. Harinam Prabhu ki.